Good morning to you. I'm Veronica Rickert back with you here on the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio. I'm filling in this week for Kathleen Dunn. And in just a moment, we'll be taking a look at some presidential trivia cards here. We've been having fun with them. For example, which president set aside a chair at cabinet meetings for his dog? The answer to that, a few minutes down the road here as we go into our February membership drive. But we have some information we want to pass on to you first about Kathleen Dunn. Of course, she's the voice that we love to hear during this time slot. As it happens, she suffered a heart attack a couple of weeks ago. I think it was less than a week ago now, and is recovering nicely. The prognosis is good, and we're so happy about that. But she will not be able to be back with us for this pledge drive. She's resting, but we look forward to her coming back very soon. And when she does, she's already thinking ahead, and she's planning to do a program on women and heart health. And we hope to hear her back on the air later this month and are looking forward to that program as well. In the meantime, we're taking care of business for Kathleen and, of course, for Wisconsin Public Radio. I'm here with Joy Cardine during our winter membership drive. This is the first day of the drive, and I just want to update you on the goal last hour. We came very, very close, so I really want to thank you for that. The goal was $3,000, and we got very close. We are only missing $175 of that, so thank you for that.
In fact, I bet you that $175 will come in as we speak. So with your phone call to 1-800-383-9772, 1-800-383-9772. You can also pledge online at WPR.org. It's great to be here with you, Veronica. You're doing a wonderful job. You always do a wonderful job when you fill in for Kathleen. And we all are wishing Kathleen well. I'll bet you she's listening right now.
I bet she is.
Kathleen, speedy recovery to you. But you, dear listener, I hope that you too miss Kathleen and want to support this program. 1-800-383-9772 or WPR.org. We have a new a goal this hour, Veronica, of $9,000. So that's a hefty goal, but a doable goal because we have not only the great programming that your contribution helps support, but a special thank you gift this hour.
That's right. The thank you gift at the $120 level is the box set Presidential Brainiac, 600 historical facts and fascinating trivia about America's presidents and elections. And that can be yours. We say thank you to you, as you say thank you to us with your pledge of $120. Of course, that also nets you the member benefit card, another great thank you gift with 2-for-1 dining benefits there, along with a lot of other stuff. So consider that, especially if you'd like to pass the winter. This would be a good time to pass any sort of time, a road trip, and share it with your friends and your family. Or maybe you're just a presidential history buff like Kathleen Dunn is. This is something that you're really going to enjoy. It's a lot of fun. So that's a pledge at the $120 level. The best part, though, is, of course, that you continue to get programs like this one on Wisconsin Public Radio, and that you can feel that sense of ownership and pride when you help us reach the $9,000 goal for this hour. That number to call, 1-800-383-9772, or we also invite you to use the website, WPR.org.
I forgot Kathleen certainly is a presidential history buff, and I know maybe one of the questions you can put out there is, who is Kathleen's favorite president in history? Do we know?
I wish you do know.
I guess. I have a guess. I'm not positive. I have a guess, though. 1-800-383-9772 or WPR.org. Kathleen loves talking about politics. We talk a lot about politics on the Ideas Network. This is a great year for this particular thank you gift, Presidential Brainiac, the flashcards, the trivia cards. Of course, a historic presidential race going on right now. The first time in 50-some years that we haven't had an incumbent or a vice president running for president. And what an exciting race it's been so far. Kathleen provides tons of programming when it comes to the presidential election every Monday with All About Politics. Kathleen went on remote during the Iowa caucuses, and we heard from all sorts of candidates and spokespeople and other guest analysts, all sorts of information so you can make up your own mind when you walk into that ballot booth and get all the information about the how the candidates stand on the various issues right here on Wisconsin Public Radio. This kind of programming costs money, and your contribution helps to pay for it. More than one-third of Wisconsin Public Radio's budget comes from listener contributions. So please consider that pledge of $120 a year or more to 1-800-383-9772 if you want the presidential Brainiac cards and the member benefit card.
And we're going to go to the programming now. We're going to go to our guest, Randy Howe, because we know that's why you listen to Wisconsin Public Radio, why you listen to Kathleen Dunn, and why you're listening now. But in the meantime, I do hope you'll seize the day, carpe diem, and go over to your telephone and make that pledge. Whether it's your first pledge or a renewing pledge, we welcome your pledge right now at 1-800-383-9772, or go ahead and pledge online, WPR.org. Thank you, Joy, and we'll be talking to you a little bit later
this hour.
I'll
be listening.
All right. Thanks, Joy. And we go now to Randy Howe. He is the creator of Presidential Brainiac, 600 historical facts and fascinating trivia about America's presidents and elections. And these cards go from easy to hard. They're great for road trips or something fun to do on election day, maybe while you're waiting for the returns to come in November. Just an all-around fun brain twister for history buffs and trivia buffs alike. You can call us up and quiz Randy Howe about presidential trivia, and we might also toss a question your way and see how you do. The number to call is 1-800-642-1234. It's 1-800-642-1234. And Randy Howe, thank you so much for keeping us company today.
Thank you for the kind introduction. This is exciting.
Well, I was tossing out some cards to see how well you do out there, and let me tell you, this one was pretty interesting. Let's see how good your memory is. Which president set aside a chair at cabinet meetings for his dog? You wrote these, so...
There have been so many pet lovers in the White House, so which one set aside... I think that was, and let's keep in mind, listeners out there, I wrote 600 of these.
There are 600 cards, yeah.
Yeah, so aren't that easy for me to remember. But I think it wasn't Nixon. Of all the things he did, he didn't do that.
You're right, it wasn't Nixon.
It wasn't Nixon.
Can I give you a hint?
Yeah, give me a hint. That'll help me.
It was an Airedale named Laddie Boy.
Okay, was that Harding?
It was Harding. Ding, ding, ding.
All right.
You
yeah,
win.
You do know what I'm talking about. A little bit, right?
Right. Very good. Who would get that, though? I mean, it's just sort of one of those facts that's fascinating to know.
Right. I can't remember off the top of my head, but I'm assuming that that was an advanced question. And, you know, truth be told, these are trivia cards, and I picture them on road trips or maybe at the table at the restaurant. And I think they're as much a learning opportunity as they are a test of knowledge.
They are, but in a very fun and easily consumable format.
Right.
And I also like the fact that you don't just give the answer. In fact, you give a little more depth here, which is half the fun. In fact, after that dog question, you provide us with this. Apparently, Harding's Airedale, Laddie Boy, entertained himself by staring at his reflection in the wood on the table.
A little narcissist, right?
I guess so. You have to wonder if there weren't some other people there who, you know, also might have done the same thing when meetings got a little slow.
For me working on this project, I think that the side facts were the most fun, you know, coming up with those little things. Because I think that's actually what sticks in people's memories even more so than the trivia itself sometimes.
Well, a lot of people are presidential trivia buffs. What do you think is so compelling about presidential trivia?
Well, I one of the reasons that I like politics and especially everything that's going on now is that I'm a sports fan. So I think that the president is the pinnacle. It's the same as winning the Super Bowl or, you know, March Madness is coming up and you're the NCAA champion in basketball. You've somehow made it to the top. And I think also we would all like to believe that these are superhumans capable of leaping tall buildings in a single bound, but they are human beings. And I think humanity comes through a lot in trivia. The idea that somebody loved a dog and, you know, loved him so much that he sat at the table for the cabinet meetings. And, you know, they are the figurehead of our country, going back to George Washington.
Have you considered sending these out to the presidential candidates on the road?
I think that would be fun. I think that, you know, they're doing they're flying around. Like they say, Hillary has been flying around with the press corps. So maybe that would be her chance to get back at them with some questions. So maybe we'll have to send her a box and everybody else because we want to keep it even.
Well, you wonder how much the presidents and the nominees right now study up on presidential history. You'd think it would be the kind of thing where you would certainly want to know where you were coming from, and this would be a fun way to do it.
Right. I think that a lot of successful leaders, whether it's sports or business or politics, they like to read each other's books, and then the historical figures, whether it's, you know, the John Adams book that came out recently, or, you know, whatever it might be, all those famous leaders, and where's the inspiration? What kind of leader do I want to be? And of course, it helps to fill out an emotional speech if you can grab a quote from a JFK or somebody like that.
Here's another question, and this is, by the way, these are coded into beginner, intermediate, and advanced, and this
right.
is a red card. Is that an advanced card?
The red card is advanced, so bring it on.
Okay, so here's an advanced card. Who was the first African-American woman to run for president?
The first African-American.
I'll give you an easier one next time.
Okay. I don't think it was Lenora Fulani. She is someone who I saw speak with Al Sharpton.
Correct. Not Lenora Fulani.
All right. And I'm going to assume she's a Democrat. Sorry to all the Republicans out there. But
she is a Democrat. Mm-hmm.
Is
the year 1972.
Is it Chisholm?
You got it again.
Ding, what ding. Was her full name? I feel bad not knowing the full name.
Her name is Shirley Anita Chisholm.
Okay.
A Democrat, Chisholm never became a candidate for president, but did become the first African-American woman elected to Congress.
Right, one of our trailblazers, right?
Yeah, it's a good year for looking at that. And just another example of the fun and the information. So it's sort of what I love about this is that it's really fascinating content about history information, but it goes down really easily.
One thing I tried to do also, I would say the majority of the cards and the questions and the facts are like this. They're about people, but I also did try to fit some in there that are about the election process and what the electoral vote is and, you know, what the order of succession is, should the president be assassinated, and then the vice president assassinated, and what's a red state, what's a blue state. So I did try to get some general election information in there as well.
Was this a lot of fun for you to put together?
I loved it. These boxes, I've done several now for Kaplan, and hopefully they won't kill me for saying this, but one of the ones I did where it was spelling bee words. Now, everybody loves the idea of the spelling bee, but to do 600 cards on spelling words that are difficult, that became a little tedious after a while. So I don't know if you'll want to give away any spelling bee cards. Maybe you will, maybe you won't. But to then work on a project like this where it was presidential trivia, and I like history, and in particular American history, that was a lot of fun to do. I've done some box set on historical sites in the country, and I've had the chance to travel with my family and see some of these sites. And, you know, so that is, it's very easy to get involved, emotionally involved, to get excited about doing a project like that. So, especially when they're asking for 600 cards, you know, there is plenty of information out there, but if you don't love it, it's going to be hard to make, you know, 600 cards entertaining and fun.
Well, this is a good time to say that we are in the middle of our, well, actually, not the middle, the very first day, I should say, of our winter membership drive. And this set that you've compiled, the Presidential Brainiac box set with 600 cards, is our thank you gift to you when you pledge at $120 level. And if you wanted to get in your call now before the phones get busy, you can receive that thank you gift, and we say thank you to you at 1-800-383-9772. So lots of fun to be had with this, and I think lots of good information to be had as well, especially in this election year. We are talking with Randy Howe. He's our guest this hour, the creator of Presidential Brainiac, 600 Historical Facts and fascinating trivia about America's presidents and elections. This is from Kaplan. We will be tossing out a question to you right now and see how you do on this one. This is an advanced question. The question being, which president had two different first ladies while in office? Which president had two different first ladies while in office? The number to call to answer that is 1-800-642-1234. 1-800-642-1234. 1234. And we also ask you to call up and talk with Randy Howe about trivia you might be interested in. If there are some interesting facts that you've been looking at and wondering if he knows about them or a question you have, you can ask those questions of our guest Randy Howe right now at 1-800-642-1234. I'm Veronica Rickard. I'm sitting in today for Kathleen Dunn on the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio. When it comes to politics, the divide isn't just between red states and blue states. Sometimes it's just across the dining room table. After 1 o'clock on Talk of the Nation, Neil Conan talks with guests who have many things in common, but politics isn't one of them. What's the conversation like at your dinner table? That's the topic after 1 o'clock on Talk of the Nation here on Wisconsin Public Radio. I'm Veronica Rickard. I'm filling in this week for Kathleen Dunn here on the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio. This is a topic, of course, that is dear to Kathleen's heart, presidential history. And we're talking with Randy Howe, the creator of Presidential Brainiac, 600 historical facts and fascinating trivia about America's presidents and elections. And Randy Howe, it looks like we have a couple people who are daring to answer the question about first ladies. Let's go ahead and see what Patty in Tomahawk has to say. Hi, Patty.
Hello.
Hi, go ahead.
I was on hold. Uh-huh. I was going to answer the trivia question.
Sure, go ahead. This is your moment.
Woodrow Wilson.
You are correct.
Nice job.
Nice job. Are you a presidential historian buff yourself?
I'm sorry, could you say that again? I was listening myself.
Oh, you'll want to turn down your radio. You can hear us through your phone just fine.
Okay.
So let me ask you, are you a history buff?
I am.
Well, that's wonderful. And this would be the perfect thing for you then. It's a lot of fun. And Randy Howe, you also provide on this card the fact, the little supplementary fact here, that Wilson's first wife, Ellen, passed away in 1914. And 1 year later, he married Edith Wilson. So the question there, which president had two different first ladies while in office?
Right, and as most people will remember, and I'm sure Patty knows, Edith played a very important role in his presidency, so much so that when Woodrow Wilson was ill and on his deathbed, many people thought that she was acting as the president. So she was a pretty powerful lady. Maybe the original Hillary Clinton.
Maybe the original Hillary Clinton. Interesting there. And I'm wondering if you think that these cards are something that works especially well with kids, to get kids interested.
Well, I'll tell you, I'm sitting in a school right now. I'm a high school teacher, and I always have them on the brain. So whereas many people, I think, will look at this box that is something that's just for adults, you know, folks who've been around for a while and have picked up on a lot of this information over the years, what I would really like to think of it of as a way for families or in whatever capacity an adult and a younger person to bond over some of these questions. And, you know, if you're hanging out with your uncle and you're a 12-year-old kid and they're asking you a couple of these blue and red questions, which are the intermediate and advanced, I would hope that the uncle would know enough to slip a purple card in there every once in a while, which is the basic. And, you know, let's build some background knowledge in our kids. And, you know, I think there are some questions there that kids can answer. And if not, then maybe they just learn from the answer and from the fact on the back. So I'm really hoping that this will expose some kids to presidential trivia and the election trivia.
Well, I want to keep these questions going. These are a lot of fun. So I think what we'll do, maybe a better way to do this, is why don't you call up if you would like to answer a question, and we'll put you on the spot live on the air. If you're feeling brave this morning, it's a good day to answer trivia questions. Call us up. We'll put you on the air, and we'll ask you a trivia question, see how you do. If you'd like to answer a trivia question this morning, call us at 1-800-642-1234. It's 1-800-642-1234. And Randy, how can you tell us, were there some surprises for you as you did this research?
I would say the most surprising thing, and I was embarrassed to be surprised about it, is how people really haven't changed, and in particular, these politicians haven't changed. And I don't mean in the negative sense. You know, I mean that these were human beings that, you know, maybe there are some folks out there who think that the world is falling apart and, you know, there's divorce and there are all these other family values things. But, you know, George Washington married a woman who already had kids. And, You know, one thing I love there is learning that Martha's nickname for George was Old Man. You know, so I can picture these human beings sitting around having these conversations, and, you know, here's the greatest hero in the United States, and his wife is busting his chops and calling him Old Man. And I think he was maybe, he wasn't even older than her. I think, if I'm remembering correctly, it was to be ironic that he was actually younger, and because she'd been a widower with kids, that was her way of recognizing that, and, you know, just having a little marital fun with her husband. So, you know, I enjoyed learning little tidbits like that, where there just isn't enough room in the textbooks. So, you know, it's nice to get some of the more human facts out there.
Well, Randy, we've got some intrepid listeners on the line here who would like to test their mettle against your trivia cards.
All righty.
And I'm going to go ahead and take you, caller. You want to tell us your name and where you're from?
Yes, this is Jeff from La Crosse.
Hi, Jeff from La Crosse. We didn't have your name yet up there, but I thought I'd go ahead and put you on the spot. Would you like a beginning, intermediate, or advanced card? Are you feeling lucky?
Well, I was actually calling in question to the First Lady question that John Tyler was actually the first president to have two wives in the two First Ladies in the White House.
Now, were they there while he was serving as president?
Lydia Christian Tyler was his first wife, and she died in 1842.
Huh.
She was the first president's wife to die in the White House. And then in 1844, he remarried to Julia Tyler.
Huh. You know, you stumped me.
Obviously, it's a very deep field that is something that you can keep unearthing new information on.
Right. I'm wondering if that's worth a box set there, though, if you can stump the author, you know?
There you go. He was the first president to marry, and then he was the first president to lose a wife in the White House.
Interesting.
So, just thought I'd pass it along.
All right. Well, thank you for that. Well, I'm sure Randy Howell will be checking on that when we get off the
right, researching that and sending in for a correction before the second print run of the cards, right?
All right. Well, thank you for that, Carl. And here is Brian in Cumberland. Hi, Brian. Do you want to take a swing at a question?
Sure. Why not?
Okay. I'm going to go ahead. We'll start you off with an easy question. And these are the purple questions, right, Randy Howe?
Yep.
Okay, here we go. Your question, what year marked the first time a president was elected during war? Wish we had some music here to play in the
right,
background.
Right, some Jeopardy music, something dramatic.
I would have to say 1864.
You are close-ish. Randy Howe, do you want to answer this one, or shall I read it?
Yep, that would be my guess, too, before I'd done this, but it was actually the War of 1812. And Madison was reelected. So it's a little bit of a tough question there because you automatically think, okay, a first-time president, but Madison was elected during the War of 1812.
Do you want to try another one?
Sure, why not?
Sure, this is pretty fun. Okay, let's see. Here is another one. Who was elected president in 1792? These are early history ones. Let's see if there's some that are a little later.
John Adams.
You were so close. That was even closer than your first one. John Adams happened to be this fellow's vice president.
Was it Thomas Jefferson then? Or am I getting off?
You're moving forward instead of moving backwards. It was George Washington.
George Washington. I was thinking, that was the first one that popped in my mind. I'm like,
yep, and this was back in the days when the candidate did not have a vice presidential candidate. It was the booby prize. If you came in second place, you got to be the vice president, and as great a guy as John Adams was, you know, apparently he'd really been hoping to win the presidency, but he also thought it would be a good idea to have a Southerner in there to try to keep the country together and get everybody on board, so... He eventually got his shot at the office, but first time around in 1792, it was George Washington.
And you also add that he was once again nearly doubling John Adams in electoral votes. And also this aside there to this question, 15 states participated in the election of 1792.
Yep, we were a small country back then.
Well, you're a brave soul, Brian. And good job on those questions there. And you got pretty close, which is, you know, these are not easy questions, all of them. So thank you so much for calling us up.
Thank you.
All right. Thanks, Brian. If you'd like to answer a question, why don't you give us a call at 1-800-642-1234. It's a toll-free number to call, 1-800-642-1234. Or you can email us at talk@wpr.org. And here's a more recent one. Let's see, the question being, in 1964, what incumbent candidate used the Daisy Girl campaign to, it was an ad campaign, I should say, to imply a greater risk of nuclear war if his opponent, Barry Goldwater, was victorious? There's one, and we'll see if, put that one aside and see if, I think maybe listeners might know the answer to that one. I'll read it one more time. In 1964, what incumbent candidate used the Daisy Girl campaign ad to imply a greater risk of nuclear war if his, opponent, Barry Goldwater, was victorious? And we have June calling from Shawano, who wants to take a swing. Hi, June, you're on the air.
Hi.
Thanks so much for calling, and let's see what we have for you here. How about this one? Whom did incumbent George W. Bush defeat in the 2004 election?
George W. Bush?
Right. Who did he defeat in 2004?
He defeated Al Gore.
He, 2004 would have been just the last election cycle.
Oh, I'm sorry. 2004, he defeated John Kerry.
You got it.
Ding, all ding, right, ding. Good recovery.
There are so many Bushes now that it's hard to keep them all straight. So let's see, John Kerry. Bush-Cheney won 52% of the popular vote to Kerry Edwards, 48%. That was the most recent Bush election there. And since you got that one right, June, let's try your hand at another one. Here's a good one. Let's see. What president pledged to help the forgotten man at the bottom of the economic pyramid during the Great Depression?
That would be Roosevelt.
You are correct,
nice
Judy.
Nice job.
And we have this fact on that. This pledge was indicative of FDR's willingness to use government intervention to help American citizens, a move that the incumbent, Herbert Hoover, refused to undertake. So June's doing pretty well there, 2 for 2. I'm going to up the ante a little, June, and I'm going to give you an let's try an advance card here. That's some sitting here, so. Okay, here we go. Here's an advanced question for you, June. Who delivered his first fireside chat on March 12th, 1933?
That would be the same Roosevelt, Franklin.
Right, again you are.
What are the chances of that? Two the same.
You got two of them there. And
pretty good.
FDR's address began, "I want to talk for a few minutes with the people of the United States about banking." The first words of the first fireside chat. Well, June, you are victorious.
Congratulations.
Three out of three.
I was about to answer for the first or the second question regarding helping people out. A gentleman who just left the job for presidency, John Edwards.
Oh, John Edwards, you were about to answer.
Yes.
But you corrected yourself there.
Well, I corrected myself, but I felt that that was in my mind. John Edwards was the only person in this particular race who actually did make a commitment to the poor.
So you must have been disappointed when Edwards dropped out.
Oh, definitely. I now have to make a choice between two.
All right. Well, thank you, June, and I hope you enjoyed that. We appreciate your willingness to play this morning. It's not easy to be put on the spot on the radio. So,
right. She did very well.
June's got a lot of chutzpah there. And Randy Howe, let me ask you this. When you were putting these together, what were some of the cards that stuck in your head, things that you might bring up at cocktail parties that people are really floored by?
Oh, that's tough. I think, you know, you can go with the advanced ones. But the problem when you're asking people those is that they don't necessarily have any idea, so all of a sudden it becomes disinteresting, you know, that it's like, all right, now you're just trying to point out how stupid I am. It's like, no, you know, this, we're just going over some facts here. So I think that people are more interested in what's going on now. So every once in a while you run into a history buff, and you know, they might be interested in something like that. But to me, personally, It's more things like, hey, we live in a great country that's a democracy and so on and so forth and has the oldest living constitution. But, you know, when the Constitution was ratified, only 15% of the population was eligible to vote. Now, it's important to remember that that was still a far cry from every other country in the world, but isn't it amazing, you know, that it was really only 15% of people, and for the most part, that was white, wealthy landowners. So we've come a long way since then. It's that kind of fact that has stuck into my mind. I think another one might be something like for African Americans when they got the right to vote, and for women, you know, having to wait as long as they did, and then 4 years after that, that's when Native Americans were granted the right to vote. So I think the things that grab my attention are more about the inequalities that we've erased over time as we're trying to perfect the country and make it better and better and better. I mean, I have a dog and cat, so I enjoy, like, the animal questions, too, but really getting to the heart of the matter, it's the idea of what we had to do to establish our independence, come up with a constitution, and then slowly but surely take care of some of the injustices that we still had in our country so that our Constitution could live on and people would still be interested in electing and think that there was some hope. And, you know, coming out of Super Tuesday, I think we see that people are willing to turn out and vote and that it's a pretty exciting election season. So, you know, hopefully everybody will be interested in this. And when I bring this stuff up at a cocktail party, they won't, you know, go to refresh their drink or excuse themselves to the restroom.
Well, do you think that is a big part of what this box set does? Certainly, it's easy to do, it's fun to do, and it's sort of, on the surface, it looks kind of like just a game, but what you're really doing here is enriching your knowledge of the political world that we live in and learning a lot along the way, and because some of your questions start as early as George Washington and they go all the way up through George W. Bush, you're really getting this incredible scope of history.
Right. And, you know, here's where there's a similarity between my job as a teacher and also my job as a writer, is that sometimes you got to trick people. So essentially what you've got here is a book on presidential trivia and election trivia, just it's a book in a different format. And the idea was, how do we reach more people in this age of, you know, high technology? What's an attention grabber? What might people be more apt to read than a book? And that's where the idea of the trivia cards came up, because people love trivia. You know, if you're sitting around at a party and it's on the coffee table, maybe somebody picks it up, maybe they pull out a card and things roll from there. You know, maybe I'm being a little optimistic here, and I know not everybody loves history, but, you know, it sounds like you guys have enough folks calling in, and there are plenty of us out there, so why not?
We're talking this hour with Randy Howe. He's our guest, creator of Presidential Brainiac, 600 historical facts and fascinating trivia about America's presidents and elections. And we'll take a couple more of your calls with these trivia questions after this break. We hope you'll stay with us. I'm Veronica Rickard, sitting in today for Kathleen Dunn, here on the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio. There's lots of great listening still to come here on the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio. At 12:30 on Chapter a Day, Jim Fleming reads from American Creation, Triumphs and Tragedies at the Founding of the Republic by Joseph J. Ellis. I'm Veronica Rickard, and I'll be with you this hour and the rest of this week. I'm filling in for Kathleen Dunn on the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio. This hour, we've been brushing up our presidential trivia with Randy Howe, who's created the box set of trivia questions, Presidential Brainiac. And we have a caller who's going to turn the tables, I think. This is Robert in Stevens Point. Hey, Robert, you're on the air.
Hello. Yes. Okay, I was going to ask about if you know about the first and only president to die outside the United States.
Oh, that's a good one.
Good question.
That I do not know. Can you give me a hint? What would a good hint be? Where did he die?
Virginia.
Okay, that's a good hint. So the president died in Virginia, but at a time when Virginia was not a part of the United States?
Yeah. Yes.
All right, you got me stumped.
That would have been John Tyler, and it was during the time when the
Civil War?
Yeah, it was time when Virginia was part of the Confederate States of America, which
was
technically an independent nation.
You got me. I was banging my head on the desk here going, is this a trick question? How? And I don't think that's a trick question. I think that's a great question. You know, and that's funny because Jeff corrected me before on John Tyler. So now I'm thinking to myself, you know, this is a guy I need to look into more. This is an interesting president.
Yeah, two on that.
All right.
Well, thank you, Robert. You stumped our expert there.
Well, no. Right. I am to please.
All right, thanks a lot,
thank
Robert.
Thank you.
And I did put out this question earlier. I want to answer that before we let you go. This question was what we had put out there to listeners. In 1964, what incumbent candidate used the Daisy Girl campaign ad to imply a greater risk of nuclear war if his opponent, Barry Goldwater, was victorious? And the answer there, do you want to try a swing, Randy Howe?
Oh, this is for me. Okay,
it can
I thought
be for
it was
you.
For a caller. So if it was in the 60s, I'm going to go with LBJ.
You are correct, sir.
All right, Daisy Girl.
Another one. And how about we'll take one more from a listener. Let's see. Here is Dave in Osseo.
Can I pick one for the listener? Because I do have a Wisconsin question.
Oh, sure,
question,
yeah. If you've
here.
Got one, go for it.
Okay. Now, unfortunately for Dave, this is an advanced question. But it says, name the Wisconsin governor and senator who made a run for the presidency in 1924 as the candidate of the Progressive Party.
This is Dave.
Yep.
And that would be Robert M. La Follette. There
that
is
impressive stuff right
that.
There.
Nice job.
Nice job.
Oh, round of applause there.
And do we have time for the fun fact about him?
Sure.
That he coined the phrase pork barrel, which describes politicians casting a vote so as to gain financial or electoral support from a certain constituency. So he is the father of pork barrel.
Ah, interesting stuff. Well, good job, Dave. You hit it out of the park with an advanced question there.
Well, thank you very much.
All right, thanks a lot. We go out on that high note. Dave triumphant there. And thank you so much, Randy Howe. It's been a lot of fun.
Okay, thank you. I had a good time.
Me too. Thanks so much.
Take care.
Randy Howe is our guest today, and he's creator of Presidential Brainiac, 600 historical facts and fascinating trivia about America's presidents and elections from Kaplan. And that Presidential Brainiac set can be yours with the pledge of $120. You can take that home and I will send it out to you. You can have fun on the road. You could pass time during the upcoming election as you wait for the returns to come in. Just an all-around fun gift, but also something that's quite useful. Gives you an interesting historical perspective that's a lot of fun at the same time. Pledge of $120 at this number. We hope to hear from you right now at 1-800-383-9772. It's 1-800-383-9772. And a reminder that we are beginning today our winter membership drive. And of course, Kathleen Dunn would normally be sitting here talking to you right now. We miss her, but she is at home recovering from heart surgery. And we're so happy that she's doing well. And we look forward to her return at the end of the month. And we know you wish her well too. I'm joined now by Joy Cardine and Rhonda Fanning. Joy and Rhonda, hi.
Hi, Veronica.
Good morning.
It's good to be back.
The number to call is 1-800-383-9772. We have a $9,000 goal.
$9,000, and on our way there, need your pledge, though, to reach that goal at 1-800-383-9772 or pledge online at WPR.org. I was sitting here, Veronica, because I walked into the studio right when your guest asked that last question, and I was like that character in that one TV show with my hand up saying, oh, I know.
But that would have been cheating.
I know, that would have been cheating, and it was not a question that not everybody would know. Not everybody knows about fighting Bob La Follette, but
right.
It was great that the listener got it. All sorts of great information that you learn on this program every single day. It's sort of an ongoing education every day when you listen along to the Ideas Network. It costs money to provide this kind of programming every day. A third of the budget comes from listeners like you with your contributions during pledge drives like this. Won't you consider that pledge of $10 a month or $120 a year or more to sustain Wisconsin Public Radio at 1-800-383-9772 or at WPR.org? And pick yourself up a box of these presidential trivia cards.
And just to answer that question that you posed about Kathleen's favorite president, I received many emails and many calls.
And they were all
right.
It is,
in fact, right. Abraham Lincoln.
Abraham Lincoln. Right. Mm-hmm. He's a lot of people's favorite president. He's an interesting fellow.
Right. Yeah, and Kathleen, I know that Kathleen went to Springfield to visit the Lincoln Museum.
I think she goes every couple of years. Yeah. She took her son a couple of years, so... Mm-hmm. It's a trip that she makes quite
and
frequently.
And I know Dud likes to do programs on Abraham Lincoln, so I had a guess that that was her favorite president. And see, listeners knew and were able to call in because you listen to this program just about every day. Are you a contributor to Wisconsin Public Radio? 1-800-383-9772 or WPR.org. Make your contribution to help pay for a service that you value, and pick up a fun game for your next political party at the same time.
That's right. You can pick that up at the $120 level. We'll send you home with Presidential Brainiac. Not only that, though, we'll also send you out a member benefit card, which is lots of bang for your buck there. You get shopping discounts, bed and breakfast discounts, and also two-for-one dining at 238 restaurants there. So some really good value there. But we know the reason that you pledged to Wisconsin Public Radio is because of the programming, because of shows like this, because of learning about Abraham Lincoln with Kathleen Dunn, because of getting better informed about Barack Obama's campaign with our guest last hour. Just a sample of the programming that you've come to depend on and that you've come to really use to orient yourself in the world right now. It's an incredible resource. You think so. That's why you listen. And that's the reason you should become a member right now by going to your telephone at 1-800-383-9772. You can use our website, too, just as easily, WPR.org.
We have about 10 minutes to slowly chip away at that $9,000 goal that we have this hour. And like Veronica and Joyce pointed out, for a pledge of $120 this hour, you can get those sets, 600 cards, I think, with trivia questions. And then on the back, besides the answer, there's a little bit of factual information for you. For $120, 1-800-383-9772, or you can log on to WPR.org.
Thanks to John in Wanakee, who called in a pledge this hour. He says, I've been listening for years. I feel I can trust the information that I get from Wisconsin Public Radio. Well, thank you very much, John, for that pledge. And I'm glad you get information that you need on Wisconsin Public Radio. Matthew in Ashland also says that he listens to Wisconsin Public Radio almost every day at work, and he listens to this program in particular because it's a great program. Well, thank you so much, Matthew in Ashland. I like that he has it on at work. I wish I could have it. Well, I can have it on at work. What am I talking about? 1-800-383-9772 or WPR.org. Whatever the reason, wherever you listen, however much you listen, Wisconsin Public Radio is here for you in the way it is because of listener support. It wouldn't be anything like the service that you're used to if listeners like you did not go to the phone during pledge drives like this and make a contribution. 1-800-383-9772 or WPR.org. I'm going to keep on pushing this, the Presidential Brainiac flashcards, though, because this is the only hour when we're going to be offering this as a thank you gift for your pledge.
The Presidential Brainiac cards can be yours for a pledge of $120. We'll send you that and the member benefit card. And it's really never been easier for you to make a pledge. Once you decide how much you'd like to contribute to Wisconsin Public Radio, we really give you a huge array of options now just to make it as easy as we can for you. You can use your credit or debit card. We take all the major cards. You can become a sustaining partner with an ongoing monthly gift. And you can do that with your credit or debit card or an electronic funds transfer from your checking account, or you can just pay with a check and we'll send you a reminder. We make it so easy for you to do, and it really just takes a couple minutes of your time. But the important thing is that you make the decision to become a member of Wisconsin Public Radio because you listen. And I expect if you've been listening a lot in the past year, you're only going to listen even more as we go into this current election cycle. It's must-listen radio now, and we have top-notch guests, the biggest thinkers and best ideas. It's right here at your fingertips at Wisconsin Public Radio. So do become a member right now. We really need your pledge. We need over $8,000 and only 8 minutes to go. So we need to sort of notch about $1,000 an hour to reach that goal. And you can help us get there with your pledge. We can't wait to take your call at 1-800-383-9772.
And this would be a great hour to pledge for this show, for Kathleen's show, because she is such a historian, a presidential historian. For $120 this hour, you get a set of 600 cards, and they're kind of broken up evenly between advanced to the beginner level. So wherever you are in your presidential history or learning about the presidents, you would be able to learn something for this or share them with friends and family. $120 this hour only about 8 minutes left. And that phone number, once again, is 800-383-9772. And just to put a question out there for you guys, did you know which election the elephant was first used as a symbol for the Republican Party? What candidate?
Joy.
I can give you a hint.
1864.
Which candidate was it?
Abraham Lincoln.
Yes.
Uh-huh.
I was at the Catholic.
Another Lincoln question. I like it.
You know what, though? I was cheating because I have in front of me a card that says, who won the election in 1864? And you know what the answer is?
Abraham Lincoln.
That's right. Abraham Lincoln.
Actually, all 600 cards, the answer is Abraham Lincoln.
No, that's
I'm
not
just
true.
Kidding.
There is many, many other presidents featured in the cards. But right now, the important thing is that you learn something from Wisconsin Public Radio. You value this service. You listen to this program. You love Kathleen's program. You're listening right now because this is one of your favorite programs on Wisconsin Public Radio. Do help pay for the program with a pledge of any amount. It can be the $120 level if you want the member card and the flashcards. It can be, for that matter, $1,000, or it can be $10,000, dare I say. It can be whatever you want. 1-800-383-9772 or WPR.org. You get to decide how much to contribute to Wisconsin Public Radio, and know that every pledge is needed and appreciated.
And these hourly goals aren't random. We really do think about what we need to raise and how much it needs, you know, whether you want to pay. You can think of your pledge as a way to pay for the guest we just had, the ISDN line, maintenance in the studio, a microphone. There are very real costs here that we have to cover each and every day to keep bringing you this programming. It goes far beyond turning on a switch. There's a lot to uphold here, and we want to keep bringing you just the very best as we're doing now, and to continue to strive for even more as we try to serve you. You can help us do that. Why don't you pay for an ISDN line? Maybe a pledge of $120. We'll send you the Presidential Brainiac set. You'll have a lot of fun with that, and it'll be a good thing for you to do. We know, because when listeners contribute, they keep contributing to Wisconsin Public Radio because it feels good to them, and it certainly feels good to us. So go to the phones right now and help us reach that $9,000 goal.
Well, cross the $1,000 mark, and that's great.
Good news.
About 5 minutes or so to go in the hour. Time for you to make a difference. Time for you to make that pledge. 1-800-383-9772 or WPR.org. Do it because you appreciate this program. You love Kathleen Dunn's interviewing style. She's probably, I'm going to say, she's one of the best interviewers since Larry Mueller just walked into the studio, and I don't want to hurt his feelings.
Oh.
one of the best interviewers on radio. She talks to great guests that Rhonda finds all over the world. I love to listen to her programs about politics. I also love it when she talks about science and education and the environment, a wide array of topics, and I learn something new every day. 1-800-383-9772 if you do too and want to help pay for it.
Or you can log on to WPR.org. It just takes a few minutes. Or you can call one of our volunteers at 800-383-9772. You can leave comments. You can ask the volunteers any kind of question. And you can receive at that $120 level the presidential cards and a membership card as well. 800-383-9772.
Yeah, I have one of those. All of us have one of those member benefit cards because we're all members of Wisconsin Public Radio, and we use it a lot at restaurants all over the state of Wisconsin, 2-for-1 entrees. I haven't yet used the benefit for the 2 nights for the price of 1 at the bed and breakfast, but I'm looking forward.
We did that when we went to Iowa. It was great.
Yeah. Oh, that's great. That's right. And that Iowa remote was wonderful during the Iowa caucuses. I really enjoyed listening to that, to hear all of the candidates and and campaign workers and caucusers.
It was great. Mm-hmm. Former Governor Tom Vilsack and Iowa Senator Tom Harkin. But that was a good thing. But just meeting the people, all of our listeners in Iowa, and they just couldn't believe that we brought the show down there. It was just wonderful to meet them face-to-face and have them be part of a live broadcast.
Wisconsin Public Radio goes beyond the borders of Wisconsin. That's for sure.
It goes into other countries, like Ecuador.
Right. As we heard from Ecuador earlier, right. Yeah. And that's an important thing to remember. We do keep expanding. We keep reaching out. We keep trying to bring you more, going all the way to Iowa and stretching out as far as Ecuador. So maybe this is a time to think about what Wisconsin Public Radio means to you. How often do you listen? What guest really touched your heart? Maybe brought a tear to your eye? Was it Alice Walker? Was it Jimmy Carter? Was it Maya Angelou? Who stuck with you, stayed with you? And who do you really think, you know, it was a gift to have them on the air and a gift to be able to call them up and talk to them? That's a huge present that we give to you, and it's time for you to give back to us right now. This is our time of need, and we look forward to hearing from you and helping us to reach that $9,000 goal. We've got over $7,000 to raise, but we know you'll do it. You're there for us, and we're there for you. That's the way the situation works, and it's a pretty good setup. The number to call is 1-800-383-9772, or feel free to pledge online. That is WPR.org.
Every single pledge counts. Every single pledge adds up, and we can get as close as possible to that goal with your support, with your call to 1-800-383-9772. Remember, the thank you gift this hour is the $120 pledge. You get the presidential trivia cards.
I'm Veronica Rickard. I've been filling in for Kathleen Dunn, and there's still time to get in your pledge. We hope you will in the next couple of minutes at 1-800-383-9772 or online at WPR.org, and we thank you.